I got two very special guests in the building with me today, and Pop Blue would be very proud of these two young people. If you guys were able to hear our live remote from the youth center, this young lady is no stranger to the microphone. She did a great job, so please help me and welcome them back, Naima. Let me give you a clap. Don't talk through the clap. Enjoy your clap, okay? Well, you can say okay.
Okay.
All right. Naima, how you doing?
Good.
How's good is good?
In
the
good.
Mic. Everything in the mic.
Good, like, I'm good.
All right, so how was your experience on the radio and that, you know, now that we're here in the actual station?
It was fun, but now that we're in the actual station, it's kind of scary, but it feels like the same way it was when we were at the youth center.
Oh, okay. So now we have, when I went down to the youth center, they told me there was two special people that I needed to talk to that would be on the radio. And one was Naima, and as you saw, she was able to kill it. But then I had the opportunity to meet this young man, and I was very impressed with him. Very, very impressed. Now, I know he tells me he's nervous, so I want you guys, and I'm going to say your name slow so I don't mess it up because I don't want you mad at me. But I want you to give a big, warm drive time welcome to Kennel.
Yep.
All right. Let me give you a clap, dog. I'm excited about the both of you. So you weren't able to make the remote, but just tell me how you feel about being in the studio and having a chance to be on the radio.
It's very, like, I can't explain it, but, like, it has a good feeling to it. Even though I'm nervous, I have a good feeling about this, so.
What do you guys like about radio? Do you guys have, like, do you ever wanted to be, like, a radio host or have your own radio show or anything like that?
I would love my voice on the air for some reason because I like little kids kind of look up to me because I have a younger brother and I'm the oldest of 7.
How old are you? Just so everybody knows.
I'm 9.
Okay.
And I'm the oldest of 7 grandchildren and 1 brother.
Okay.
And they always look up to me because I'm the oldest and they look up to me because they, like, I have a little cousin and she wants me to tell her everything about girls. So,
okay.
Then I have to tell my little brothers about girls, well, little brother and cousin about girls, because they're getting in that stage where they're going to want to see going to be, you know, doing boy stuff.
Oh, okay. So you like the big sister and everybody comes to you, so being on the radio will be fun for you.
Yes.
Kennel, I heard some stories about you that when we were talking, like, you have these really big dreams. Like, what do you want to do when you get older?
Like, I would like to go to college for, like, about, like, 7 years and get my, what's it called again? I forgot.
Well, in 7 years, you can get an associate's, and then you would need 2 more years to get a bachelor's. You could be headed for your master's.
Yeah, my master's degree.
Okay, yeah, you might need a little bit more than that. I think it's 8.
Yeah.
But that's you say you want to go get your master's in what?
And then I want to be a dance choreographer at my own dance company.
Okay, that's cool. So what's the number here, guys, so that people can call in and talk to you?
518-828-0290.
Okay, and you guys want to shout out the Youth Center? I know everybody down there listening.
Yeah, yes. Shout out to the Youth Center. Shout out to Dontel, Shaheem,
Jalen, Alicia, Damien.
What about
Miss Nikki, Tyrone?
Yeah, Nick.
Nick.
Mike. Yeah, the whole everybody. Yeah. So, great day. We're gonna have a great show. These guys are here with me for an hour. They'll be here until 5 o'clock. We are matching our grant, for the Harvest Pledge Drive. It looks like we're about $200 away. So it'd be nice if some of you guys and girls can get on the phone and dial 518, let me see what that number is, 518-697-7400 and donate to the pledge drive so that we can stay on the air. And I got some great questions coming up for these guys. They picked out some music, so hopefully this music will calm them down a little bit. So we're going to take a quick break. I got 4 songs you guys picked out.
Yes.
Do you guys remember any of them?
Yeah, I remember one, two.
All right, so just name one of the songs and I'll play it.
The Weeknd by SZA.
I didn't get that. I left that out purposely.
Bro.
Right in the mic. Right in the mic.
Two On by Tinashe.
Yes, I do have that.
Bad and Bougie.
We'll play that first. We'll play Tinashe first, and then on the next break, we'll play Bad and Bougie.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Does that make sense, or the other way around? Yeah, ladies first, what you want to do?
Me first. I'm sorry.
All right.
It's okay.
All right. So, yeah, we'll be right back. Number here again, 518-828-0290. Big Vern, Keno, and Naima. I got it. Don't worry. We'll be all right. Let me see where that song is at. All right. We'll be right back.
What's that on that beat?
Give me all that you got now. Make you want me cause I'm hot now. I'm gone, so faded, I'm on one. Bang, bang, pop off like a long gun. If you lame, you ain't making no noise. Get better, turn up with the big boys. Live fast, die young, that's my choice. Get money like an invoice.
Get the money, make the grip. Make the money, make the grip. I'll be stunning with my click. Get it faded till we trip. Man.
Yes, sir. Big Vern, Kenold, and Naima in the building. WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Casco. This is the Drive Time Radio Show. Let me give the what you guys want to be called? Kids? What you guys want to be called?
Partners.
Partners? Really?
I don't know, to be honest.
Let me give my partners. All right. Nah, I mean, you got that. Let me give my partners a clap, man. I'm very excited about having them in here. Before we get down and start having some dialect and some discussion, let me make some announcements. On October 21st, that is this Saturday, There's an event at the youth center. You guys know about it? To stop the violence?
Yes.
Yeah, that's this Saturday. No. You didn't know about it?
No, I didn't know.
You know what? I've been at that boys club about 4 or 5 times this week and last week. There's signs all over the place. How'd you miss it?
I don't know. I've been so busy, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they got a Stop the Violence talent show. You should be in it, too. You got a lot of talent. Do you guys think about joining?
Maybe.
Corey Guns. You guys know who Corey Guns is?
No.
I'm about to say, both of you guys are going to say no, because I had the discussion with you guys. Is it if Little Uzi Vert and Kodak Black? They don't know. But Corey Guns will be in the building. It's sponsored by 4 Clothing Line. And it is this Saturday, Stop the Violence, at the Youth Center. It starts at 3 o'clock from 3 to 8. I will keep reminding people about this. This is going to be a good event. I will be there for sure. On Saturday, November 11th, at the Hudson Junior Middle School, there's a Hudson... the Hudson Elks Lodge number 787 presents a hoop shoot. You guys play basketball?
I've heard of it.
Yeah? Heard of basketball?
No.
Oh, no, this event?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I play basketball in school.
Maybe you should go to this. It's going to be pretty cool. The registration start at 11. Competition start at 11:30 a.m. sharp. There are different age groups. Ages 8 to 13. The divisions are 8 and 9, 10 and 11, 12 and 13. The first 3 in each division receive a trophy, and first place winners advance to the district competition. And in order to be involved, you have to bring your birth certificate when you sign up. Cool?
Okay.
That sound cool?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
All right, so Naima, you said you wanted to give a shout-out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really a shout-out. It's if you guys really do want to call, can you please do call, because it will get my hopes up, Kendall's hopes up, and a lot of the kids at the youth center hopes up, because you guys can also make shout outs. Mm-hmm. And you, if we have questions, you guys can call too. So the number is 518-828-0290.
That was pretty good. Let me give you the clap. You know, you all right, girl. You got skills. Let me give you a clap. Of course, I want to give a big shout out to my co-host and my bro, Slay Diddy. Shout out to Slay Diddy. Slay Diddy will be back in no time. Remember the other day when I was at the, we was having a meeting, mm-hmm. and the other guy that came?
Yeah.
That's Slay Diddy.
Oh, okay.
You should know that, though. You guys should know that. Shout out to J-Mac. I talked to J-Mac this afternoon. She's doing well in college. She's excited. But I think I'm going to give her a Zoom. And a Zoom is a little recorder where she can record herself and send us footage back that we can play on the show. So, you guys want to have some fun?
Sure.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Let's talk about what age do you guys think is appropriate for a child, a kid, or my son or daughter to have a cell phone, and why? One at a time. Talk to me.
To be honest.
Every time you talk, I want you to be honest.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. 15, because I have a phone and I don't really need it. It's just like I want it. Mm-hmm. But like, there's like necessary things you need for a phone, but you don't need to start with the like popular phone. You can start with like a, you know, flip phone. It doesn't matter, because like at the end of the day, all you need a phone is to call your mom, or for like a safety hazard, like if you need it for to call like an ambulance or something, or like you need to like you know, come get your child or whatever, and they have their phone to call you. You really don't need it for social media, but, like...
So you're saying 15?
Yeah, for, but like, a...
How old are you?
I'm 11.
But you got an iPhone.
I know.
So you really... You gonna give your phone back and ask your parents for a flip phone?
No.
Why not?
Because, it's, like... Because, like, I don't really get disciplined that much, because I do,
what?
Like... Yeah, to be... I only got punished, like, once.
So... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So like, but like you don't really need a phone. I don't really need a phone. It's just I really love phones, and like I wanted one, and like my phone broke, so I had to get another one.
Naima, you're 9 years old. What age is appropriate to have a phone?
I'm going to say around Kenno's age, so maybe 12 or 11.
But
because
do you have a phone?
Yes.
But you're 9. And well, stop moving around so much. Don't be nervous. You got it.
The only reason why I have a phone is because my grandma needs me to have a phone because my school, my grandma lives, we live across the bridge, mm-hmm. and I still go to school here mm-hmm. because I went here last year. The reason why my grandma wanted me to have a phone is because if she's not there on time, I can call her or the school can call her and I can give her a number. That's the reason why I have a phone. I think other kids younger than me, because there's this girl at the youth center.
Don't say her name.
And she has an iPhone, and I think she's like around 6, maybe 5. And she has an iPhone, and I'm like, I don't even have an iPhone yet.
Oh, all right. So you're saying you think like 11 or 12?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So like, you don't really need a phone because like, to be honest, like, you know that there's a lot of, you know, predators out there on the social media. Mm-hmm. And like, if you're on your phone a lot and like, you just talk to these predators, like, it's like not going to be safe for you. So like, I don't think you need a phone that much. The only reason I have a phone at this age is because I know how to use my phone and I know how to like protect myself from all these other things.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so that's why I have a phone.
And speaking of that, so let's go right into that. What age is appropriate for your child to have social media, such as Snap, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram? Go ahead.
I'm going to say 17.
Wait. 17?
Yes.
And how old are you?
I'm 11.
Wait, Kendall. Okay, you're not being fair here. You're 11 years old. I know you have Snap.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have Facebook? Because I tagged you in on the Facebook post.
Yeah, I don't use it though.
Do you have Twitter?
No, I don't use Twitter.
And what about Instagram?
I do have Instagram.
So you're 11.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you think that someone else had to wait till 17 when you can have it at 11?
You don't exactly have to be 17. It's just that I'm really more experienced with how to use the internet and like, but like you can learn how to use the internet my age. It's just like to be a better age, you can be 17 because you need to be more experienced with who's out there and what's out there. So like, that's why I said that.
Naima?
Maybe 16, maybe.
Okay.
I would go with 20. Yes.
I mean,
because
20 years old?
Because at 20, you're more advanced in like technology and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I only have Snapchat. I don't like Instagram and Twitter and things like that.
You're 9, though. You're going to make someone else wait another 11 years to get Snapchat? At 20, you can move out your parents' house. Man, that's...
Well... It can be around 20. It can be around Kendall's age, even my age. But mm-hmm. I say 20 because you know how to, like, stop hackers and stuff.
Okay.
And things like that. And I have to kind of be, like, I'm not nosy, but, like, a couple days ago, Kendall, me, and...
Don't name names, just the ones that are here.
Kendall and me and two other people... Mm-hmm. We kind of had like a Snapchat fight. So it's kind of like I wasn't really in the thing. It was just Kendall and the two other people. Mm-hmm. I was just like, stop doing this. Like, why do you download these things and you guys just fight on them instead of using them the correct way?
Oh, okay. All right. So, go ahead, Kendall. Okay. I'm sorry.
So, like, we were just fighting about, like, personal problems, because we're fighting, and, like, you know, like, you don't want someone to invade your, like, you know, like, your personal life, so, like, that's mm-hmm. why we fought, and, like, it was, like, it just got confusing, and, like, yeah.
Okay. Let's say your parents said, okay, guys, you know what? You guys don't think that people should have social media until this age. You don't think you should have a phone until that age. Let's say your parents said, okay, I'm taking your phones away. I'm going to get you both flip phones with no Wi-Fi. And all you can do is call adults. And that's it. And that's what you guys said for safety reasons if you need to be pickup. Mm-hmm. So it'll be four numbers locked into your phone. It'll be your parents' phone number, your grandparents' phone number, the police, and maybe the ambulance. Would you guys be okay with that?
No.
Why not?
Because, like, there's, like, a lot of things you need. You don't just need their phone number. You need, like, a... And plus, when you use, like, a phone, you can track your, like, family to make sure where they are. And, like, you, like, to be honest, you can start off with the flip phone. I didn't say you need a flip phone. You can start off with it. But, like, at the end of the day, you can, like, buy your own phone, like, any phone you want. Mm-hmm. But, like, you should start with the flip phone because I started with really old phones when I was young, so.
But, I mean, you're 11, so when did you get your first phone?
I got my first phone when I was 10.
10? All right. Yeah. And, Naima, you got yours when you were 9 or younger than that?
I got my first phone. Because I've been having...
And the microphone, please.
I've been having the same phone for at least 3, maybe 2 years.
All right.
So my first year getting a phone, I was around 6, maybe.
Like the girl that you were upset that had the iPhone? Dude. And you had
the
phone?
Yeah, but I had an LG.
Oh, so...
And then, and then the next year I had the same phone, but I got a new one. And then that was the next year. So I was 6, so it was when I was 7. And then when I was 8, I got... Well, yeah, 8, I got the phone that I have now. So I had this phone for 2 years.
All right, let's talk about punishment. You said that you don't really get punishment or anything like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But do you guys have a curfew? And that's basically like, is there a certain time that you guys have to be in the house, or is there a certain time, not just in the house, a certain time that you have to go to bed? Like, in our house, like my youngest son, who is 6 years old, he's in the first grade. He has to go to his room at 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. and he can use any kind of electronics that he wants. It's like he can use his tablet, he can use the laptop, he can play the video games or the phone. But at 7:30, everything goes off. We take the phone, we shut off the Wi-Fi in his room, mm-hmm. and that's lights out. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have anything like that?
Kind of.
When I get home, I get home around maybe 6:30 because I'm at the Boys and Girls Club mostly every day. Mm-hmm. So when I get home at 6:30, I have to put all my stuff away, get my homework out, go to the kitchen table, do my homework, eat, get in the shower around 7-ish, and then I have to get in my room where I can go on my tablet, my phone, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then at 8:30, around that, I have to go to bed.
So, do they take your phone, or do they take all your electronics, or you just have to go to bed?
No, I plug my own electronics in my room, and I keep my TV on.
Okay. Kendall?
So, like, it's kind of the same thing. Before I go to bed, my mom takes my phone, and then when I go to sleep, and then I wake up, and then my mom, and then I'd be like, I'm like, Mom, can I please bring my phone to school? And she says no. Then I go to school without a phone. And then I come back and I have to do my homework. And then I have to get my phone from my mom's room and then go to the Boys and Girls Club. And, like, I'm not used to it because for a long time I usually just, like, brought my phone to school. But, like, you know, I'm very persuasive. So I told my mom I could use my phone for, like, very important stuff, but I still can't bring it to school. But she allowed me to have it at night so I can sleep, because when I listen to music, I, like, start to go to sleep.
Oh, okay. So what time is your bedtime? You said around 8:30?
Yeah, around that.
What time?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And you don't have any problem getting up for school?
I do, but a little bit, but, like, it just depends on what day it is. And, like, it's, like, I'm not really, like, a tired person because, like, I'm really energized. But, like, in the morning, you know, everybody is, like, really, like,
grumpy.
Like, everybody is. No, like, it's not just me. Like, you know, it's, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's cold outside, and you're shivering in your bedroom. So it's not just that I'm tired. It's, like, I'm cold, like, but, literally.
I guess. I like that, though. All right, so Bad and Bougie?
Sound good? Yeah, sure.
All right, let's take a break. 518-828-0290. Call us up. Let's play Little Migos, and we'll be right back. I think I got that here. Yeah, here it is.
You know, young rich. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though. Hey! Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
cooking on your bitch, yeah, that, that, that. Cooking up from the crock pot, pot. We came from nothing to something. Hey, I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Hey. It's bad and bullshit. Bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. Bah. My niggas are savage, ruthless. Savage. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. Gah. My bitch is bad and bullshit. Bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. Dude. My niggas are savage, ruthless. Hey. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. Gah. All set. Woo, 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 woo. Wreckies on wreckies, got backers on backers, I'm riding around in a cool, cool. I take your right from you, you. I'm a dog, roof. Beat her walls loose. Hey. Hop in the frog, woo. I tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these niggas is under me. Hey. The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Back rows on me, keep me company. Hey, we did the most, yeah. Pull up and goes. Woo. Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Holding up, I with no holster. Bah. Rid the ruler, diamond cooler. This a roller, not a mule. Hey. Dabbing on them like the usual. Damn. Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad. Then I send it through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie in the ashtray. This national smash day.
Smash.
Hop in the limb, have a drag race.
Smash.
I let them birds take a bath, babe.
Hey.
Raindrop.
Trip.
Drop top.
Drop top.
Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
Cooking.
On your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up from the crock pot,
pot.
We came from nothing to something.
Hey,
I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger.
Nobody
call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
It's bad and bullshit.
Bad.
Cooking up with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
My bitch is bad and bullshit.
Bad.
Cooking up with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Gah.
Hold four, I'm dropping muddy out of space. Kid Cudi, introduce me to your ex wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty, nutty, ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you. Draco, bad and bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo, Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me Booby. When I'm on stage, show me boobies. Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I pull up, I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up.
Deep,
they suck and they bustin' for Instagram, get your clout up. Yeah, that way. Float on the track like a Segway. Yeah, that way. I used to trap by the subway. Yeah, that way. Young trap with the AK. Yeah, that way. Big Dyco, get the dope, Macy.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big Vern in the building. WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Casco. This is the Drive Time Radio Show. I have Kennel and Naima in the building, and I want to tell you guys something. So the first intermission, they were a little nervous. After we got through the second one, they said, listen, can you turn the music off? We want to talk some more. So I think they're getting the hang of this. And what's really cool about it is that eventually they'll have their own show.
Yes.
These two.
Yep.
And this one I want everybody to hear. Have you guys decided what you're going to call your show? In the mic and etiquette.
I had one. It was like hashtag squad goals or radio goals. I forgot what it was. But like, I think we need more time to think about that because, mm-hmm. like, you can't rush a theme because, like, you know, it can be really bad. Like, the theme can be offensive or something. You never know.
Yeah.
So, like, we got to, like, work through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you okay with that, Naima?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you came up with any ideas just to throw them out there?
For our, like, first thing, since because we're just going to do it like a little thing, instead of, like, going so big, I mm-hmm. said that maybe for a few days until we can think of something else and we get, like, a lot of calls or something,
mm-hmm.
that we could just call it by our names, like Kennel and Naima.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys could pretty much name whatever you want.
Yeah.
If you check with Nick and with Tyrone.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tyrone. Shout out to Chuck D, too. Tyrone asked me to give a big shout out to Chuck D. Have you guys thought about the type of topics that you would want to talk about? And then here's a topic that we kind of discussed the other day, and this topic is Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I really would like to know what that means to each of you. you have heard the expression Black Lives Matter, right? It doesn't matter who goes first. You guys can know dead air. Remember, just it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Who
okay.
wants to go first? Ladies first?
Me. I'll go first because you got to go first time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
go ahead, Naima. Okay.
Black lives matter to me mostly, and probably to Kennel and you and some other people that are here. They matter to me mostly because I'm black and white, but I have a black grandfather, I have a black uncle, a dad, and my cousins. And at that point, Black lives matter really to me because it's what I kind of am. And just because I'm white and black doesn't mean anything. I'm still black, I'm still white, and I'm equal because my mom's white and my dad's black.
Okay. I like it. Kendall?
What's the question again?
Black Lives Matter. What does it mean to you when you hear that?
To Black Lives Matter, that means to me, it just means like, because like, it all started with Michael Brown. I think like Black Lives Matter is like, it's a statement. And it's like, because of one thing that happened, it wasn't just a little thing, because a lot of people get killed, but it was a person that raised their hands up. Like, you know, when they said, put your hands up, and he still got shot. I think that like every story, like every civil rights movement or whatever you call it, it starts with the beginning. And for Black Lives Matter, the movement started with Michael Brown and his story. And Black Lives Matter means to me that like we're all the same and we're all equal. We shouldn't be treated differently because we already been through slavery and all this. Mm-hmm. And like we don't need to be going through more things because a lot of black people are scared of police. And I don't think we should be. I think we should be to like, you know, just like, you know, run free or something and like be free without worrying about police's, you know.
That's yeah. All right. Let me give you a clap. I'll give you both a clap for that. That's well said for a 9-year-old and 11-year-old. I can dig it. 4:45, we're in the building. Let's talk about immigration.
Okay.
All right. Do you guys know what immigration is?
Yeah. A little bit.
All right. Immigration. Did you hear about the possibility of building a wall to keep certain people out and stuff like that? So when you hear stuff like that, immigration is someone that's not born in this country and they want to come over to live the experience of having, you know, the American dream.
Some people call them terrorists.
Yeah.
They all aren't, but yeah, you're right. So how do you guys feel about immigration and as far as people that's not born in America being in America?
I think immigration, it's like stressful. And the reason I say stressful is because like you have to go through all of this just to get in one country, not like all of the countries in the world. Mm-hmm. It's like really hard for people because like you have to get like thousands of dollars and there's like a 50% chance you're not even gonna be able to go to America. And you have after that, you have to buy a passport and then a ticket. And, like, that's so much money. But you might not have a possibility to go to America. So it's really hard and it's stressful.
Okay.
Do you mean a green card for a ticket?
Yeah, well, you would need a green card, yeah. Well, no, he was talking about a ticket as far as a flight.
Okay.
Because he was coming over. What I'm thinking he's saying is someone is coming over as a legal immigrant.
Yeah, and they have to apply.
And they have to apply. Yeah. Naima, you know, you said that you're half white and half black. How do you feel about racism? Do you think racism exists?
To me, yes, because when I was a little girl and I was like in a stroller or something, my mom and dad, well, I was like 6 at the time.
In a stroller?
Yeah.
With an iPhone?
No.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I was in, like, a little stroller. It wasn't, like, a baby stroller. It was, like, one of those big strollers that don't look like a baby stroller.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me and my mom and my dad and my mom. And there was, like, these people kind of, like, staring at us weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, like, a baby. But I still remember that because it's kind of what I am. And I don't think racism.
Racism, yep.
It's alive to other people, but to me, it's just a word that's in the dictionary.
Okay. I got to give you the clap for that, girl. You came back strong on that one. I got to give you the clap. I'll give you the clap on that one. So basically, I'll give you a chance. So basically, what you're saying is that you don't judge people by the color of their skin. Everybody's even to you unless they do something wrong to you or whatever, right?
And I was born in America, but I am Egyptian and Italian and things like that. And when people hear that, they're like, what? You just seem black.
I was thinking, like, what? You're Egyptian? For real?
Cool. Yeah, my mom.
That's cool. All right.
Okay.
Kendall?
So, racism, it's really hard for, like, a lot of people because you have so many stereotypes and expectations from other people, but they don't really understand that we're all different and we all have different perspectives. So, like, it's not like, because, like, people always make stereotypes of people, and the stereotypes, they can be true, like, for some people, mm-hmm. and for most people, like, they can, like, not be true. Like, people always be like, oh, you're gonna have a bad career because you're black or something. But, like, see, Barack Obama was the first president, like, African-American president, and, like, and he is a politician, and he's doing a lot to succeed, and, like, I think the black industry has been really going through a lot through the racism, and racism, it just seems like it's just gonna live on. It's never gonna end because you never can stop people from thinking about one thing. It's just gonna live on. You're never gonna stop it.
But it is sad, right? I mean, yeah. I mean, someone like the both of you, I mean, being at the youth center, even growing up at the youth center, you have to associate with all different people of color. It doesn't really matter. Like, if you're a good person,
we're all family.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Naomi. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. So we have about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I know you guys like music.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you guys told me that you guys wanted to debate.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Nope. Go ahead. You got something?
Yeah. Again, as I said earlier, please call. The number is 518-828-0290. Please, it will get my hopes up, Kendall's hopes up, and again, the youth center's hopes up. Thank you. Please call.
She's good.
Plus, as you can see, we're really good at answering questions. Yeah. So, like, just call us, and then we'll just, like, give you our honest opinions. It's going to be easy. Like, so, just...
Mm-hmm.
As we talked about it the other day, you guys wanted to have a mutual debate.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, now... I'm going to name two people, and you got to tell me why that person is better than the other person.
We had one more when we were coming over here.
All right, so we'll do this one, and then you'll tell me the next one, all
okay.
right?
Okay.
All right, so this one should be easy, and when we're talking music, one, I'm going to name both of the people. One of you guys got to pick one, the other got to pick the other. Ready?
Okay.
Rihanna versus Beyonce.
Rihanna.
Oh, no. Beyonce, I'm sorry. No.
All right. So go ahead. Who wants to go first and tell me why Rihanna is better than Beyonce?
I like Rihanna because I like her songs. And she's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce is pretty too, but I think she's more prettier. And she just has like a beautiful voice. I'm not saying anybody else doesn't. But I really like her songs and how her voice is like toned and then it goes like high or low or kind of in the middle.
Okay.
It's Beyonce, of course, because Beyonce is such a powerful African American person, mm-hmm. and a Haitian person like me. But
Beyonce's
like
Haitian?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, all
right. But like Beyonce, she's like, you know, she's really powerful and she has a meaning throughout her all of her songs. And like you said, there's like everybody has a true meaning on their songs, but Beyonce has a like really meaning that like everybody's been talking about. And I think Rihanna, she has meanings too. But like in her meaning, she's mostly talking about like, you know, like sex, like, you know, like being sexual and everything. And we don't need like young kids listening about this because there's a lot of young kids that listen to these artists and we don't need these people to listening to like that kind of music. But I really like Rihanna and her music, because she's really good at her music. It's just I picked Beyonce because she's more powerful and she has an actual, like, true meaning that a lot of people talk about.
Yeah. Okay.
No offense, though.
No offense to nobody?
Yeah, no offense.
No offense. Yeah. What else did you guys have?
It was gymnastics and...
Or dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one has more people? Which one...
So you guys do... Do you guys do both of those activities at the youth center?
Yeah, we put dance and gymnastics into...
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and talk about it.
Oh, I can't pick. That's crazy.
I know. I kind of pick dance because... So you have gymnastics. I pick dance because... It's kind of easier because gymnastics, you have to learn things that you don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
And dance, it's just kind of, you know, active and it gets me on my feet instead of just trying to break my feet.
Okay.
So I just pick dance because I know half of the moves that Keno taught me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And things like that.
Kendall?
I can't pick. It's just so hard because in my life I learned dance and then in the half and then the other half of my life I learned gymnastics.
Okay.
It's really hard because both of them give me a good feeling.
Okay.
Dance, like I can when I dance I give a true meaning. I can talk but without talking. Like I can talk with my body.
Hold on. I gotta give you a clap, bro. That was tough, man. That was real tough right there. You get the clap for that.
Okay.
So I didn't mean to break your thought, but
no,
that was tough.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Like dance, you like there's all different genres you can do. And like there's like jazz, tap, lyrical, hip hop, acro. We got a bunch of more.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What?
Naima, guess what?
What?
We got a phone caller.
Oh, all right. Okay. Let's go.
Ready? Let's see what we got here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Play Mixie here.
Oh, hey, Dave, but hold on. Let me give you a clap, dog. It's been a while. And so have you been listening in to these young, lovely, my partners, that's what they call it now.
Yeah.
My partners?
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and tell them that they're doing a terrific job, and I also wanted to give my vote for Beyonce, you know, Vice President of the Beehive.
Yeah, Vice President of the Beehive.
Oh. Yo, Beehive up in the squad, you know.
I don't think Beyonce is Haitian, though, brother.
Yes, she is. She said that herself.
Her mom's Louisiana Creole is a Native American, but I don't know about Haitian.
favorite Beyonce song?
Irreplaceable.
Oh, that is true. That
Whole
is true.
Fact, you already know.
nothing about Rihanna. You don't.
Yeah, I like Rihanna too. She's a great talent. But you know, these kids are doing a great job, and I can't wait to listen to you guys' show when you get it picked up.
Yeah, did you ever had a chance to hear their take on racism? They did a really good job, man. I'm proud of them.
Totally. Children are our future. You guys are bright kids, and give my kid a cell phone. Thank you guys for the suggestion.
Yeah. Welcome. All right.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, Bixby. Be good, dog. All right. All right, so listen, guys. It is now 4:57. Time for shout-outs because we have our next guest in. And I'm going to play a song on the way out. Yes, that is Rebecca. Rebecca is here. She'll be here with us all month. And
okay.
Mm-hmm. We had to split the 2 hours in half. You guys got the first hour. Yeah, you can go first. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Okay.
So, like, if we go home and we want to hear ourselves talk, can we, like, is it still going to be on?
Yeah.
No, I'm copying it right now. So as soon as I get home, I'm going to put it up on the internet. I will send it to Nick. You don't use your Facebook, but if you want me to, I'll send it to your Facebook.
Oh, you can send it to my iMessage. I'll just give you my phone number.
Okay. We can do that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Naima, we'll find a way. I'll send it to Miss Nikki down at the youth center. She can play it right back for you guys. Okay. I don't get off the air until 6 o'clock, so it will be after that. But
dang.
You guys, and the mic. Shout outs to anybody you want.
Again, the youth center, the staffs. Shout out to my mom, my grandma. My grandpa, who drives me back and forth everywhere, and my aunts, cousins, and my whole family. Thank you for supporting me and things like that.
Okay.